We started the Bute Town Carnival.
How did that start?
A man called Don Collier Roberts and Tock H. He worked for Tock H. So, well, I think we just all got together and we said, why don't we have a carnival? That's a good idea. So, but we lived in a caravan on Bute Park, no washing facilities. So in the end, the partner in the office said, I think you ought to go home. So I did, and I went back. But we had a tent, and we advertised a dance on this Friday night. And of course, nobody turned up. It's 8 o'clock, nobody there. 9 o'clock, nobody there. 9:30, nobody there. 10 o'clock, nobody there. All of a sudden, the place is full. I got money coming out of my pockets everywhere. In fact, I was so scared that it was going to fall out of my pocket. I couldn't believe it. It was full. How many people we let in, I don't know. But the problem we had was we wanted to finish at 12 o'clock or whatever time it was, and we had to try and get all the people who were out and away and get them out from underneath the caravans, because they were doing things under the caravans. And we said, well, can you go somewhere else and do it? And then sort of we collapsed then into bed. And we used to go down Chip Alley and get our pie and chips, which was our meal every evening, same meal, same Dorothy's we used to promote. And yeah, and it was an enormous success. And then it went on, and it went on, and it's now pretty big. Can't remember the man's name, but I suppose he took it over from us, and they used to make floats and things for the carnival. Very nice man, and I can't remember his name.
It stopped for a while, didn't it? But it's back now.
It's back now. Yeah. I think it was a question it stopped because there was no money or no people.
Yeah.
And that's the difficulty, isn't it? I mean, it's all very well, you've got no money, well, you get a grant, but if there's no one to do it, and I think that was the difficulty. And then the black people didn't want to do it because there's this, or the black people did want to do it, or were they involved? You know, were the Muslims going to be involved? You know, it was just a slightly difficult situation, but it's okay. And he's a very nice fellow. He's got a mohawk haircut and has had it for as long as I've known him, 30 or 40 years. But nice man.
So when that carnival started, were there any other carnivals around in Cardiff at that time?
That was the point, you see. Mm. We created the carnival. Yeah. Well, we created the concept of the carnival. I think we copied what was going on in Notting Hill. We said, well, if they can do it in Notting Hill, we can do it in Cardiff, or whatever. And that's the way it happened.